Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in once again to Issues Concerning Women. I'm your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and I am so happy to be with you again on Thursday evening. And I always want you to remember to tune in Thursdays at 8:30 p.m. Tell all your friends and family, because we're going to talk about issues concerning women. Tonight I have a very special guest. Her name is Karen Gilliam, and she is a wonderful, powerful spiritual woman of God who I met last month in November. We met at a women's conference, and she just was so dynamic, and her presentation was so wonderful. I thoroughly enjoyed her, and I wanted you all to meet her. And tonight we're going to have Karen join in, and she's going to co-host with me. We're going to talk about who knows what, but we're going to have a good time, and we hope that you enjoy the show. So we just want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. If you would like to call in, if you're looking at us online streaming, you can call in at 1-347-826-7543 if you have questions for Karen. Now, I'm going to tell you a little bit about Karen and what I picked up in just a few minutes that I was able to spend with her during the conference. She gave a wonderful presentation. She goes out and she does training as a part of her job. But I'm going to let you tell her. She's going to tell you about her job. I'm just going to tell you what I found out about her. Our conference was a Divas conference, which was actually a retreat for us. We do it every year in November, the second weekend in November. And Karen was so wonderful. She fit right in like she had known us forever. She was comfortable with us, and she even got us up dancing by the end of the conference. I mean, she has a wonderful spirit, a great laugh. We enjoyed her. We laughed. We cried. We had just a wonderful time. Now, Karen did. You know, she didn't know me. The first minute I saw her was in the hallway. We kind of walked past each other, and we smiled. You know how we do our sisterly smile, and we smiled and nodded at each other, you know, and said a short hello, and we kept going. Now, I didn't know she was going to be the speaker at the conference. So here I go, and I'm going in there, and then I was like, oh, that's the lady I saw in the hallway. So and she goes up, and she does her presentation. Now, this is how I know this woman is special. About 3 or 4 days after the conference, I get a card in the mail. And the card is from Karen Gilliam. And I'm going to tell you, I was blown away. Now, we get cards all the time, but what was so special about this card, it was personalized just for me. And on the front of the card, it said, "He will guide you on your journey." And the picture on the card is a cross. But it's actually a person in the form of a cross and then the sunlight. So I wish we had radio vision so you could see it. It is so beautiful. I have had this card on my desk since the first day she sent it to me, and it will stay there probably until it deteriorates, if that's going to happen. But she was so thoughtful and so kind to send me a card, and I just really appreciate it. So without further ado, I want to introduce you to Ms. Karen Gilliam of Raleigh, North Carolina, and she's going to tell you who she is, what she does, and about her business. Hello, Karen.
Well, hello, Ms. Francine. How are you this evening?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I am blessed by the best.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes. Well, what an
introduction. I wanted you to feel as special as you made me feel in the time that we spent together. And I just wanted people to know a little bit about how we connected, even though we don't really know each other. And we've been talking for, you know, about a month now, because it was like the 12th of November, you know.
Right.
But, you know, when we are in the kingdom of God, we don't meet strangers. Because we recognize each other and we know whose we are, you know.
That's right.
And every now and then you meet that special someone who you have that immediate connection with. And I think we did it just even in passing in the hallway, not even knowing who we were. Why don't you tell our audience about you?
Wow.
What you do.
Well, I moved to Raleigh, North Carolina, almost 3 years ago. It'll be 3 years in February. And I am married to my husband, Brian. As a matter of fact, next week, the 18th, we will celebrate 33 years of marriage. And in this day and time, that is a blessing in itself.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
I am the mother of three adult children. Sean is in the United States Army, and he's 31. And he's married to his wife, Karen. But she spells it different from me.
I was going to say, ooh, two Karens.
Yes. And I actually performed their wedding ceremony, and that was 7 years ago.
How wonderful and special.
Yes. At first I thought, you want me to perform your ceremony? I'm the mother of the groom. You know, I'm supposed to sit on the pew and cry, you know?
Right.
But they said, who else would we have to bless our marriage? So it was an honor to do that. And they have two of my four grandsugars. And grandsugars is my term for my grandchildren.
Okay.
Isaiah is 7. Isaiah is 7, and Deshaun is 4.
Okay, I have a Deshaun.
You do?
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Now, is your Deshaun a he or a she?
A he.
A he. Okay. Because, you know, girls have the same name here.
Right.
I've met
one of those
girls
names
with Deshaun.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
So I take it you have a Deshaun that's a female.
A son, yes. And he's 18.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I have another son in the Air Force. His name is Kevin. He's 28. And he's stationed in Spokane, Washington. And then my daughter, Brianna, is 25. And she has the other two of my grandsugars. And they live in Washington State. Her son, Malachi, who will be 3 on New Year's Eve. And Kirsten is my one and only granddaughter. So she's a princess.
Oh, yes.
And she's 18 months. So, and what I do, wow, I wear many hats. I am a minister. My mission statement, regardless of what hat I'm wearing, Francine, is the same, and that is to encourage, motivate, and inspire women to achieve excellence in every area of their life and realize their God-given potential. So I've been living by that mission statement for about 15 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So, and everything I do is to encourage, to motivate, and inspire. So I am a high school services coordinator for a private college out of Raleigh. I travel the states of South Carolina, North Carolina, and Virginia, speaking to high school students about pursuing their passion when it comes to choosing a career and college. I also am a Weight Watchers leader. I successfully lost 63 pounds just a year ago.
Oh, wow, that is wonderful.
Oh, that it was necessary because, you know, when your doctor tells you that you're obese and also tells you that you're borderline diabetic and I was having heart palpitations, and cholesterol was high. I knew I had to do something. And I did it for those grandsugars because I didn't know my grandmothers, so I didn't want to be a memory to them. I wanted to be a part of their lives.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that is me. I have lived all over the United States and Europe, and my husband's retired Air Force. And so now we're empty nesters, and that's a whole different issue concerning women. especially when you're, and you sound like me, Francine, you know, you pour your lives to your children.
Yes.
And then when they leave, and I know you still have a son at home.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get reacquainted.
Last one. Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm. So
let's talk about that for a minute before we go any further.
Okay.
Because I know that's going to be the next chapter of my life, being an empty nester. And the kids are gone, and the house is quiet. What
Very quiet.
Yes. As married women, and you've been married how many years?
Yeah. 33 weeks.
And I know, you know, and if you're like me, I'm getting a little older now, you know, so I don't move as fast as I used to. But how
you
were
moving pretty good at that retreat.
Yes, girl, I had a good time too. As women, as we mature, and do you find it more easier now to have those, how should I put it, intimate conversations with your husband now that you're empty nesters, or was it easier in the beginning? Yes, that's my question.
Okay. To be totally honest with you, we sort of looked at each other and said, okay, who are you? Because our kids were very active, sports and church activities. And so we had to get reacquainted, because definitely we were not the same people as when we dated.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you do have to sort of reintroduce yourself. But as far as having those conversations, definitely. And we went back to something that I think every married couple should have, and that's date night.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Date night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. Okay. Now, you are the Weight Watchers leader. We're going to start with that, and then we're going to talk about your high school stuff. And you lost the 60 pounds after, you know, going to the doctor and seeing that your health was in, actually your life was in danger, actually, and we just want to put it out there, you know. And how has your life changed now since you've lost the 60 pounds? And you're out there, you know, rooting other women on. How has that changed your life?
Wow. For most people that know me, I am high energy and I love life, and I'm passionate about life. When I rededicated my life to God, I made a mission with Him to, like I said, to encourage and motivate women. Except I have this newfound confidence. And I know as women we put a lot of emphasis on the exterior, the way we look. But I want to say that not only did my exterior change, but my interior changed as well. This confidence I had is this confidence I knew that I, as a daughter of God, was at a new level. I became bolder. I wouldn't back down. I became a warrior. And so it's amazing how much we put into the way we see ourselves and the confidence we have in ourselves when we are dealing with weight issues. That's how my life is changed.
That, and you know, and you exude that confidence at a conference, you know, because if you never told me, I would have never known that you were ever 60 pounds overweight. You know what I mean? And I did see your before and after pictures.
Yes.
And anybody knows that you, when you lose 60 pounds, that's a lot of weight to lose. Now, how long did it take you to lose the 60 pounds?
I went to that physical March of 2009, and I didn't hesitate. I moved right into doing Weight Watchers because I'd done it before. And
okay.
The Saturday after Thanksgiving of last year, I had successfully, and I like to say I reduced my weight, because
yes.
See, that's what happened before. I lost it, and
you
I
lost
found
it, but you got it back. Yeah, you found it.
So I don't tell people I lost anything. I reduced it.
Wonderful. That's good. That's so good. That is good. Okay, now let's talk about your day job, because like you said, you wear many hats. I mean, you're a mom and a grandma, you know, you're a minister, and you travel all during the week.
Yeah.
Do you find it difficult to find meals since you reduce your calorie intake as you're traveling? How do you manage to do that on a daily basis? Because you're a busy woman, you know.
Yeah.
So just tell us how you do that.
Usually when I check into my hotel, I'll make a run to the grocery store. And fresh fruits and vegetables are a must. Also yogurt, because I always make sure I have a refrigerator in my room. And water. I like the flavored water. I have not had a soda, Francine, in 4 years.
Oh, wow.
And I used to be a soda junkie. So I drink the sparkling water now, flavored water.
Great.
And restaurants are pretty good. As a matter of fact, that confidence, that boldness,
mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem asking for what I feel I need to be successful and stay on my program. So I ask for things on the side. I was at Red Lobster not too long ago, and I love those Cheddar Bay biscuits. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, who doesn't care?
I cannot stop when I start. So I took a half of one, because you don't want to deprive yourself, because that's where you get the trouble. And then I asked my server to remove the basket.
Okay.
She said, you want more? Good. I said, no. I don't want to make it anymore. So you don't understand.
Right.
Because
it's going to be a problem if they stay here.
Yes. So that's what I do. And then I found an activity that I do when I travel. You know, I don't know about you, but exercise is not one of my favorite words.
I do breathing.
Yes. You know, someone says, meet me at the gym. I'm going to say, why? But I found Zumba. And if you have not tried Zumba, you have to try Zumba. It's Latin-style aerobic, and you will burn between 100 and 1,200 calories in a one-hour session.
Oh, that's great.
And
I love dance.
Yes.
I've seen the infomercial, you know.
Yes.
So I know that it's high energy, but it looks like you could have such a good time, you know. And it's not like it's exercise, because it's not like, okay, do this, lift this, okay, now go around this bar and do this, do that. You know, for me, that's something I'm not going to do. I already know that I'm not going to do it.
Right.
Why even go to the gym? Because I'm not going to do it. You know?
Right. So in my travels, Francine, I actually do look for Zumba class, and I have been welcomed between the three states that I travel to the different classes, and had a great time, made some new friends.
Great.
So I enjoy that. I love it so much, I'd like to become certified at that, too.
Oh, that would be wonderful. That would be great, because that would also go right along with your mission statement, you know, to encourage, to motivate, and to inspire, because I love that about you, and I know that that is a part of not just your mission statement, but a part of who you are, because you exude that, you know. And everything that you say in all our conversations, and like I said, we've only known each other a month, but you would have thought if you were listening to us behind a wall that we've known each other for years and years and years, you know.
Yeah.
Because you are so encouraging and so insightful and such a love for people. And I just thank God for putting you in my path so that we can become connected and become friends. Now, tell me about your other business, because you have something else going on with the card thing. And how did that get started?
Wow. I was a sender of cards before, but I sort of gotten away from it because you really can't find cards to say what you want them to say. And then the e-card came out, you know, online, but it wasn't the same. And so I was introduced to Send-Out cards, actually by a teacher that I presented for. And it she said she immediately thought of me. And she was right. This is a business that I do from the comfort of my laptop on in bed or sitting at the table. I act on promptings, and we know where those promptings come from, Holy Spirit. And the card that I designed for all the ladies at the Diva Retreat, I just sat at my computer, and I let the Holy Spirit direct me how to design that card. And you and a lot of the other women I've heard from, I talked about the seven lanes on the journey to suit your destiny in my presentation.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went to design the card, there was an open Bible, because remember I talked about that it starts with the word.
Yes.
That's how that path to your destiny. And I listed the seven lanes, which are spiritual, physical, personal, relational, professional, career, financial, and legacy. Seven lanes. So what legacy are you leaving? Your circle of influence. So that's how that all came about. And I'm just having so much fun, because it's unlike anything else that I've ever done. And I'm putting smiles on people's faces, tears of joy in their eyes, and showing that unconditional love, showing them how special they really are.
Absolutely. And what you're doing is also, and when I look at the back of the card, it talks about changing lives one card at a time. And that's what you do when you open our envelope and you're not expecting anything, and then you get this beautiful card. It, even if you want to change your life for that few moments, it puts a smile on your face. It makes you remember that person that sent it to you. And your card is so personalized. And like I said, it will stay on my desk until I move the desk or the card falls behind the desk and I don't ever see it again or something crazy like that. But it's just so beautiful. And to think that you would take the time just to design it just for me makes it even that much more special. And I just want to say thank you for your wonderful insight and your inspiration and your kindness, because I know that, you know, when we sit down to do something and we're led by the Lord, this has to be of God, you know, the way that you put this together, not even really knowing me and not knowing how it would affect me, because it came at a time when I needed that little extra encouragement, you know.
Yeah,
and it's just so beautiful. And I love the fact that you can – whatever, you can do a card for whatever situation, you know, you're going through, if it's a birthday, anniversary, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And Send Out Cards is a wonderful program. Please tell our audience how they can get in touch with you if they're interested in finding out more about the Send Out Cards. You know, maybe you want to give them an email or a website that they can go to, and then they can contact you because this is a part of your business, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do that tonight.
The Send Out Cards, you can go to www.sendoutcards.com/112391. And that, you'll see that that's my website along with my husband. And actually, I would say definitely give me until tomorrow, because I've been sending out so many cards I need to refill. But probably tomorrow, just on me, send someone that you care about. If you haven't shared your heartfelt feelings with, send a card on me, but it's going to come from you. And act on a prompting. Let the Holy Spirit speak to you about who it is that you need to show your appreciation, you need to show your love, you need to let them know that they're not alone. And the Holy Spirit will do that for you. And then you can check out what we're all about. The company was on that. The founder acted on a prompting with his brother. And he ignored it.
Mm-hmm.
And a few months after that, his mother called, and his brother had been killed.
Oh. Wow.
So he never, ever ignored Trump anymore.
That's right. Absolutely. And so this is, and the holiday season is just around the corner. And just think of all the cards, personalized cards you could send to your friends and family. And the New Year's comes, so if you don't get in touch with Karen in time for Christmas, you could still do New Year's cards.
Right.
And then we got Valentine's Day,
mm-hmm.
Martin Luther King Day.
Yes.
And go on,
yes.
No, I can think of some
names
to get hard. And I love getting stuff in the mail. You know, technology is wonderful. I love it because, you know, we're on you know, computer tonight and the
right.
telephone, and we use our cell phones, and that's all wonderful. But to open an envelope and see that somebody took the time to do a card, specialize a card, especially for me, I was like, oh, my God, this is just so wonderful. I told my husband, my son was like, well, who is that from? I was like, it's from Miss Karen. She lives in North Carolina.
Oh, my God. He was like,
who?
Now, Francine, I want to tell your audience also, it is a business opportunity. You know, sometimes, especially when we're in the economy that we're in, and even though I choose not to participate because
mm-hmm.
I serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and he is my
yes.
provider. But in this time, this is an opportunity. So if you're looking for a plan B, you can send out cards. Can be a business opportunity for your home-based business, which is also a tax write-off. And it also can be just a service. Maybe you already have a business, and you need to stand apart. That's what I'm talking about, that standard of excellence. You need to stand apart from the competitors in your business. And
mm-hmm.
if your customers receive a personalized card from you, guess who they're going to refer their friends to? If their
Absolutely.
Friends happen to ask, well, who does your hair? Or who does your nails? See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, of course.
That's that doing that just that little bit more. So it is a service, or it can be a business opportunity. When you go to the website, it will explain everything.
Okay. So give them that, we got about
website?
3 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, give them that website again, because, you know, sometimes we have to repeat things because maybe they didn't know that it was a business opportunity. Now they heard it clicked. Now we want them to be, and they're like, well, what is it? Tell me what it is. Give them that website so they can go.
Okay.
Yes.
www.sendout.com/1123.91 Okay?
Well, we got about 90 seconds before we off the air. Karen, I want to thank you so much for joining
thank
me
you.
Tonight. It was just, you see how fast 30 minutes goes? We need an hour.
I know.
Show. So you're going to have to come back on, and we're going to talk, because we really didn't get to talk about the ministry and a lot about
life
what
coach.
You do at schools. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Life coach. So do you have a number where they can call you or another, maybe they can send you an email if they're interested in some coaching?
Okay. You can reach me at 919-208-4114. That is
Great.
My cell. And
okay.
sometimes I'm not always available, but I'd be happy and honored to return your call.
Oh, absolutely. Well, Karen, thank you for coming on Issues Concerning Women. We just love having you on. I'm going to have you come back, because we'll have to do another 30 minutes or even maybe an hour show, because we got so much to talk about.
We got so much to talk about. That's the way it was when you and I got on the phone. You remember?
I know. I remember. Okay,
yeah.
So I just want to say thank you, Karen, and I appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to join Issues Concerning Women. Now, if anybody wants to get in contact with Karen and you can't reach her, you can call me at 757-567-6734, and we'll be more than happy to get you in contact with Karen. Have a wonderful evening. God bless, and good night.
Good night.